ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
नारायणं नमस्कृत्य
नारायणं
नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
नरं
देवी सरस्वती व्यासं
देवी सरस्वती व्यासं
ततो जयन्ति रे
ततो जयन्ति रे
नमस्कारय सुभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भाग्य भागिनी श्री प्रिंगम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 9 टेक्स्ट 19 Vandeyam Shri Guru Shri Yudhavara Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sahajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tham Sajivam Savaitam Savadutam Parijana Chaitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Vadam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakha Vam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vrishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamani Namaste Saraswati Devam Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Parashakti Shatani He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Neena Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Shri Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishamanamaste Devam Pranamami Pancha Kalpadrugnascha Kripasindhuvevacha Pratithanam Pavaneno Vaishnavirvamurma Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadara Vashivasati Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Also pure Dhani at the time of creation the personality of Godhead expands its own transient potency in the form of time and agitating his material energy maya, composed of the three modes of material nature, he creates the Mahatattva. So in this series of shlokas, a brief introduction is given about the creation. It's a very interesting topic actually, little hard to understand how this creation has been done. Here are certain words that we mentioned, like in the last yesterday's verse also we are hearing. The word Pradhana is there, and then the word Mahatattva is there, Prakriti is there, Brahman is there. There are so many words, but Krishna, in the Dhamma is explaining these two, three verses that ultimately, it is different energies of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which are actually maintaining this material creation. As mentioned in Prabhupada, in the third canto of Bhagavatam, Lord Kapila is explaining these things in detail, that how, before this creation comes in existence, 24 elements combined together, which are called Brahman, are there. Then, like I was mentioning yesterday also, there may not be any specific need for devotees to go in the details of this knowledge, but still, Prabhupada wanted all of us to be equipped with this knowledge so that in future, like sometime, impersonalists claim that this creation is all in all, or the nature is all in all, and there is no supreme form of the Lord. So to confront and to convince these people, we need to understand a little bit of this knowledge. These 24 elements are very clear. Five working senses, five knowledge gaining senses, five gross elements, five sense objects, and four subtle elements. Generally we have been hearing three subtle elements, right? Mind, intelligence and ego. But Lord Kapila explains it how there is one more element, that is contaminated consciousness. There is a fourth subtle element. So all these 24 elements makes what is called Brahma. Five subtle elements, five working senses, five knowledge-gaining senses, five sense objects, three subtle elements and one uncontaminated consciousness. This makes 24 Brahman. When this Brahman combined with unactivated three modes of material nature, then it becomes Pradhana. Because sometimes people say this creation has come of its own. So a systematic detailed knowledge has been given in Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is considered the solution and answer of all queries and inquiries. So, Pradhana means these 24 elements mixed with three modes of material nature, but they are not activated so far. Now the 25th element, which is going to activate, that is mentioned in this verse, today's verse. That is expansion of the Supreme Lord in the form of time. Yes, at the time of creation, the personality of God expands His own transcendental potency in the form of time. This is the 25th element. This 25th element, in form of time, the Supreme Personality of God mixes all these things. These 24 elements are mixed through the potency of the Supreme Lord in the form of time. And then these three modes of material nature starts working, and then the creation comes in existence, which is called Mahatattva. And then of course the Supreme Personality of Godhead through His glance impregnates this material nature with the living entities according to their desires, and then the whole material creation comes in fashion. This whole knowledge has been detailedly explained in the third canto, in these two chapters, 26 and 27. It's very interesting to hear how these different elements are there and then how these different elements manifest. See, all these working senses, knowledge gaining senses, five gross elements, they are there in subtle form. They are there, but then they are there in subtle form. But when the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in the form of time, it is written here, He expands His own transcendental potency. That is why the word used here, Keval Atma. From His own, He expands Himself in the form of time. Like in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, time I am. So, and because Krishna is pure, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so this time, it is the Keval is pure and indicates that it is a transcendental energy non-different from this personal mind. That is why Krishna is saying everybody has to surrender to Him. If he surrenders to Him directly in the form of Shyam Sundar Krishna, then he will be taken care of as a pure devotee. And if he doesn't surrender to Him, then he has to surrender to time. Krishna says, Kalvasmi, Aham Kalvasmi. In the form of time, I am going to devour everything. And everybody has to give up everything and surrender to time. So here, the topic of creation and especially material energy is being discussed. In the purport, one important thing is being discussed, because in this chapter, actually the Brahmana Avadhuta is trying to encourage King Yadu how one has to gradually become detached from all these material things and become spiritually attached to Supreme Lord. That's why he's addressing himself, he's addressing this king as Arindama. The purport says, the Brahmana addresses King Yadu here as Arindama, subduer of the enemies. Important point of devotees, because as a staunch devotee of Lord, he is able to subdue the real enemies of life, namely lust, anger and greed, which makes one a prisoner in Maya's kingdom. So we have been hearing this earlier also, how his six enemies are binding us in this material world. Lust, anger, greed, illusion, madness and enviousness. But because this King Yadu was a staunch devotee, so the Brahmana is saying that you can easily overcome them. And Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, Devi Shivalmayi Om Maya Adivataya. This Maya, this material energy is very, very strong. It is very difficult for anybody to overcome. It's very strong. But in the next line he says, Mam Eva Prabhadante. One must take my shelter. Mam Eva Prabhadante Maya Vetam Taramayam. He can immediately get free from the clutches of this Maya. Like in yesterday's verse, it was very interesting to hear really. What to talk of getting out of clutches of Maya, despite of being in this material world, a pure devotee, just by seeing the transcendental personal form of the Lord, can merge himself into the ocean of transcendental bliss. See, the contrast is there. On one side, why Krishna is explaining this material world in detail, Because he wants to make us aware that this material world is so complex with so many elements, it is very, very difficult to overcome. Moyante yan suraya, Bhagavatam, in the first, very, very first canto. Moyante yan suraya, even the most intelligent people can get bewildered by this, you know, elevated arrangement of material energy. But one who engages himself in the transcendental personal power of the Lord, he can get out of this and merge himself in the ocean of bliss. See, the whole purpose of hearing Bhagavatam is to detach from all that is material, meaning that detachment from the ocean of miseries and transferring yourself in the ocean of bliss. So here the Ramana is saying that since you are subdued of the enemies, you know, these are the real enemies. Sometimes, you know, we consider this person is our enemy, that person is our enemy, this nation is our enemy, this society is our enemy. But here it is being clearly mentioned. Actually, nobody else is our enemy. These six enemies, which are deep rooted in our mind. So mind is the most strongest enemy. That is why in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is again and again revealing that one who is able to control his mind, for him, the mind is his best friend. And for one who has not been able to control his mind, for him, the mind is his worst enemy. So now, in the purport, of course, some introduction has been given about the Mahatattva, that how from Pradhan, this neutral thing, by Krishna's energy, this whole setup has come. And also it is mentioned that sometimes when people think that this material world is illusionary and temporary, so they try to renounce this creation but take a shelter of impersonal form. Now that is going to keep us far away from the reality. The reality is that Krishna has beautiful form, like yesterday we were discussing. Krishna's form is so beautiful that just by seeing him, one can forget all the miseries of material life and enjoy. Today is also, you know, the disappearance of Shyama and Prabhu, and I was hearing in the Prabhupada's talk. It's very interesting to relate how actually those who are involved in the personal form of the Supreme Lord, how they themselves are relishing spiritual bliss and they encourage all others who are otherwise merged in darkness to come out of that and enjoy, you know, spiritual happiness. Shyama and Prabhu was one of the eternal associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Especially after his departure, after the departure of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, these three devotees, Narottama Das Thakur, Srinivasa Acharya and Shyamananda Prabhu, were the prime associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who took the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to preach the glories of personal service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Shyamananda Prabhu, when he was small, young, like when he was born, his name when he was born was Dukhi Krishna Das, because his father and mother, his parents, had many children, but they died immediately after the birth. So there is Dev and Dukhi Das in the initial days. But everybody predicted that this boy is going to be very, very intelligent and very, very strong devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So his own father was a very nice devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when the child grew up, say by the age of 5, he decided that he should send him to a nice devotee so that he can take initiation from him. But the boy himself said that I want to take initiation from one devotee whose name is Hriday Chaitanya, and he's staying in, you know, one place, special place he mentioned. And then the father said, how are you going to reach that place, because that place is very far and you are a young boy. The boy said, no, many devotees are going to that area, and please, I am requesting you that you please allow me to go and take spiritual initiation from him. So after contemplating for some time, his father said, okay, you can go. And then he reached that place where Gauridas Pandit, more associated with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was staying. Actually, Hriday Chaitanya was the disciple of Gauridas Pandit. These two names, Shyamananda Prabhu, which we are talking about, and his spiritual master, Hriday Chaitanya. These are two transcendental personalities because their name was given to them by their spiritual masters because of the special passing. You know, this Hriday Chaitanya earlier was known as Chaitanya Vilas, and his spiritual master was Gauridas Pandit. Gauridas Pandit was one of the most intimate associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking sannyas, so before taking sannyas, they visited this Gauridas Pandit. So Gauridas Pandit was feeling intense separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he was asking him, please Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you stay with us for a longer period. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, don't worry. And then with their own hands, they carved the first neem deities of themselves. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made his own deities, Gauridas deities, and he gave it to Gauridas Pandit, and he said, I am not different from these deities, and you can worship and you can associate with them as well. And of course, once Gauridas Pandit said, okay, if they are not different, then better you stay with me and let these deities go. And actually, it happened. The main deities stepped in, the Gauridas themselves went inside the altar, and the deities started moving. So what happened? Once his disciple was there, and this Gauridas Pandit used to serve the deities very intensely. He was cooking for them. Of course, he was not very opulent, he was not very rich, but in his meditation, he was always thinking that I will, you know, dress them in a beautiful way, like we hear the story of Gopal Das Goswami's decorating Shaligram Shila. So similarly, this Gauridas Pandit was always contemplating how I can serve my Gauridas deities in the best way. So then these Gauridas deities, one day they saw that they have beautiful ornaments, beautiful crowns on their head. So this Gauridas Pandit was thinking, from where these nice beautiful ornaments have come. And then he realized that actually the Supreme Lord himself is fulfilling my desire and accepting my service. So one day what happened is Chaitanya Das, who was one of the foremost disciples of Gauridas, he arranged a special Sankirtan program in his courtyard. And because of the intense ecstatic Kirtan was going on, so these deities whom Gauridas was serving in the altar, these deities jumped out of the altar and they came to participate in the Kirtan. So when Gauridas went to the altar and he saw that his deities are missing, so you know, he went out with a stick, going out to catch where Gauridas is gone. And when Gauridas saw that somebody is coming with a stick, they ran off. They ran off. Like, you know, we hear in the story of Yashoda and Krishna, when Krishna saw Yashoda Maya that she is coming with a stick to scold him, he ran off. So Gauridas started running. And when they couldn't find any place, they entered the heart of this Chaitanya Das, and Gauridas saw this. And when Gauridas saw this, he was very surprised at how pure and devoted this Chaitanya Das is. And because Gauridas entered the heart of Chaitanya Das, so Gauridas said, okay, from today onwards, your name will be Hriday Chaitanya, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is residing in your heart. So I was coming to this point. So this shaman, like this Dukhi Krishna Das, was looking for this acharya. He said, I want to take initiation of this Hriday Chaitanya. So then he went and he initiated him, and he said, okay, your name is Krishna Das, Dukhi Krishna Das. And then after some time, he directed him that, okay, you go to Vrindavan and you serve under the direction of Jiva Goswami, because he was one of the most renowned scholars and followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So after some time, after going to Bengal and other places, first of all, of course, he went to Navadvipa also, at the house of Jagannath Mishra, to have darshan. And then finally, when he reached Vrindavan, he went to the ashram of Jiva Goswami. And after serving, he requested one special service, that I want to clean the ground of Seva Kunj, and also I want to clean the passage which leads to Seva Kunj, because so many devotees are going on this path. See, the mood was so humble that he wants to serve the devotees. He said, I don't want that any devotee should have any problem in his foot. So he was daily cleaning Seva Kunj and that path. One day, because he was always remembering Krishna in his mind, one day he found one nice, you know, ankle level. You know, when the ladies put
Nupur.
Yeah, Nupur, they call it Ji. And so he found it. And because this was a transcendental thing, so he thought, okay, I'll keep this with me, and when the owner of this ankle belt self will come, then I will hand it over to him. So he was clinging. So next morning, actually that was the place where Radharani used to enjoy his eternal pastime with Krishna. So when Radharani wake up in the morning, she saw that her one Nupur is missing. Then she discussed with her Sakhis, Lalita and Vishakha, where is my Nupur? So then Lalita and Vishakha said, okay, let me go and find out in that Seva Kunj. So she went there, and this devotee, Dukhi Krishna Das, was cleaning the floor. So he asked, did you find any ankle bell? So because, you know, he was so absorbed in Krishna life, he was knowing it, that it belongs to the Supreme Servant of the Supreme Lord. So he never spoke first. Again, you know, Lalita asked, did you find any ankle bell here? Then he said, yes, I have found one ankle bell. Then she said, please give it to me. It belongs to my, you know, my queen. Then this Dukhi Krishna said, no, I'm not going to give it to you. It belongs to somebody like her, herself, and then only I'm going to give it to them. Then she went back and she brought Radharani and she asked her to stand in one corner. Then she folded, you know, his eyes, because he never wanted to see him, Radharani. Of course, she was not knowing. And then she told, Lalita told her that, devotee, and now the owner of this ankle belt has come, please hand over this ankle belt to her. So she went, this devotee went up to Radharani. He personally handed over, he personally got the opportunity to tie that ankle belt on his, on her lotus feet. And when Radharani saw her intense, you know, devotion, then she got very pleased. And she took that ankle bell and she touched that ankle bell on Dukhi Krishna's forehead. And by touching, you know, it got imprinted there. And this devotee, Dukhi Krishna, got a special tilak imprinted on his forehead. And then Radharani said, from today onwards, your name will be Shyamananda, because you are the one who gives pleasure to Radharani. Shyam is Krishna and Shyama is Radharani. So that's how this devotee got the name Shyamananda. So why I discussed, because today is also an experience of Shyamananda Prabhu. So then the Shyamananda Prabhu preached the glories, and then again one of his main disciples became Vasikananda Acharya. These all Acharyas are considered to be eternal associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the Vaishnavas have seen that those who consider the eternal associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Nitya Siddh, Gauranga Sangi Gane Nitya Siddha Karimane Sejana Vrajendra Sutapas, those people who consider these eternal associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, eternal Nitya Siddhas, perfect, they can only approach Vrajendra Sutapas. They can approach and stay at the lotus feet of Supreme Lord Krishna. So see, why the contrast is there. In one side, on one side we see that devotees simply by engaging themselves in pure devotional service can absorb them up to such a level that they personally can have, you know, service and association and direct darshan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whereas on the other hand, if a person is trying to artificially renounce the illusionary creation and take the shelter of impersonal form of the Lord, he is going to be far off from the reality. So the encouragement is given here that anybody who wants to relish this transcendental service to the Supreme Lord, he must immediately, without any doubt, accept the personal features of the Lord and start serving them. The personal, the Supreme Personality of the Lord is also related to the material, like it is mentioned in this verse, but it is transcendental. And the Jiva is also related to the material energy. Prabhupada used to say, material energy is like a woman who is sick to both her husband as a wife and the living entity as mother. The same woman is related to her husband as a wife and to her child as a mother. Similarly, the material energy is related to the Supreme Lord as the wife of him. And we, being the son of the Supreme Father Krishna, are also trying to relate ourselves with material energy. But there's a big difference between both of us. That's why it is mentioned here, the Supreme Lord is transcendental, and these words are used, artificially equating the infinite consciousness of the Lord and the infinitesimal consciousness of the conditioned soul, one will fall short. So the Supreme Lord is infinite and we are infinite, so small. We are Anu, is very, very small, even smaller than, you know, atom. And Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. So the idea given here is, and we can see through this example of Shyamalan Prabhu and Vrishikananda Charya and others, all exalted associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with how, under the guidance of Gaudiya Vaishnava Charyas like Goswamis and then of course our Gaudiya Vaishnava Parampara coming down to Prabhupada, one simply by serving the transcendental form of Supreme Lord, one can merge himself in the ocean of bliss and enjoy and come out of the ocean of this misery. We are all in the ocean. Now the choice is with us. Whether we want to stay in the ocean of misery or we want to continue in the, or we want to come in the ocean of bliss. The way out is given here. So I will not be talking much about the creation because that is too complex for all of us to understand how this Mahadatva is working and how the 25th element time, which is a representation of the Supreme Lord, is creating all this universe. But Prabhupada said that we must have an idea about how these elements are there and through all these elements how this lust, anger, greed is coming, because we are the real enemies. In the Purport it is clearly mentioned that if a person is staunch devotee of Lord, then only he is able to subdue these real enemies. So we are real eternal, we are supposed to live in real life, and to live in real life we need to know who are our real enemies. Nobody else is our real enemy. Sometimes we think this is the enemy, this is the enemy. No, our real enemy is lust, anger and greed. And then these enemies can be overcome by becoming staunch devotee of the Lord. And as we hear, Prabhupada said in his purpose, that becoming devotee of the Lord means engaging oneself in this nine process of devotional service, which starts from hearing and chanting. So this hearing Srimad Bhagavatam serves two purposes. It gives an overview also how this material energy is working under the supervision of the Supreme Lord, and also it gives an invitation to all of us to join the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the transcendental form of sense as this eternal service. That is why we daily recite this sloka, Nashta Vraya Subhadration Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttam Shloke Bhakti Bhakti Nashta Ki. Nashta Ki. Our faith and our surrender has to become nashta ki, fixed up. Right now, because of contamination, our faith is shaking, wavering. When we come to temple, we realize, okay, we have to chant, we have to read, we have to hear. Sometimes, when our faith is not strong, sometimes we think, oh no, these things can go on, but simultaneously we can hang on other things also. But here, we see, just by continuously hearing, Nityam Bhagavata Seva, regularly hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, the substance passing about Krishna and his associates, one can become fixed up in his eternal service and merge himself in the ocean of bliss. Like all these great acharyas, Shyaman Prabhu and Yaskaranda were doing. So on this auspicious day of disappearance of Shyaman Prabhu, we can pray these great acharyas through Srila Prabhupada that we also become so absorbed. You know, this devotee was so absorbed while cleaning the floor also, that he was able to, you know, have the darshan of Radha. Sometimes some devotees ask Prabhupada, which is the service which is dear most to you, which is going to please you and Krishna? Prabhupada said, by whichever service you are trying to please Krishna, that's the most. It doesn't matter whether you are cleaning the floor, you are cleaning the utensils, you are worshipping Radha Krishna Giris, you are preaching, you are managing. So the Krishna consciousness is so complete that even if we don't have any material or qualification, simply by engaging ourselves in pure service for Vaishnava Charis, we can become perfect and make our life perfect. I'll stop here. Any suggestions, comments, or revisions more about this work you can share? Yes, please.
What is the continuation of the talk by the Shamanan Guru from Guru where like he gets criticized that he accepted the Guru by taking on the other name and creating his own Kila?
Yeah. What did you say? There is a story like this. So, his own Guru, like Srila Chaitanya criticized about this. Yes. That why you have taken your own name and then Jiva Goswami. And Jiva Goswami basically chastised Srila Chaitanya. Yes, this is also part of the story. And he then made him realize that actually it is the Radharani's special mercy on him. Actually, it is mentioned this Shaman Prabhu was probably Subal in Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan. So they were dedicated to her. Yes, this also is there. Thank you very much. So, I personally want to thank all the devotees of this Kandavan because today is my last day here in Vrindavan and I will be leaving tomorrow. And I was fortunate enough to be here for almost 2 weeks. And I was more than fortunate to hear and speak the glories of Supreme Personality of Godhead to purify myself. And I pray all the devotees to beg forgiveness from all of them, knowingly and unknowingly, if I have committed some offenses during my stay here. And I wish and pray, Prabhupada, that I can sometime again visit this beautiful center and enjoy the session of devotees. Thank you very much. Shabrabhar ki, 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 Shabrabhar ki,